This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Family Matters. We've got quite the complement of presenters here tonight. There is Beck, Gina, David, and myself, Adrian. And I'd like to do a big thank you to Stand Up Straight, which
such a good show.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I listen to it everywhere.
Who's your favourite presenter?
There's this girl called Beck.
Yeah.
She is.
I heard it was great last week, Beck.
Yeah, when I wasn't there and you were there. Whatever, Gina, rub salt into my wound.
I've only heard bad things about Beck. But anyway, that's another story, another show.
We've got a great show lined up today on Family Matters. We will be talking about respect and
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Hashtag respect. I will also be talking to Aaron Hockley, who has the double.
What, edge sword, double
happiness is what I was going to say.
Himself.
Yeah, raised by gays, and also
gays raising
on,
a gay yeah. raising children.
Gay square.
This is a big rainbow over the top of that household.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited.
It's a full gay circle.
My twins, Tom and Alice, are meant to be in bed, and we're going to say goodnight to them right after this. Let's hope they're still awake, because their bedtime, Beck, is 7:30.
So anything could be happening.
Anything. They could be delirious. Right after this on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
I didn't get to say goodnight to the kids tonight, so we thought we'd try something different, see if we can do it live on air. Now, this could go either way.
Oh, who knows what's going to happen here.
Hello? Is anyone there?
Hello.
Who's that? Who is it? Is that you, Tom?
Hello, Papa.
Oh, hey, Tom. Are you being good for Nan?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I am going to come home tonight. I just am a little bit late, but I will come home and I'll come in and give you a big kiss, okay?
Oh, but can you give us a snuggle when we're in bed, please?
Yes, I will absolutely.
And a kiss?
Yes, I will give you a snuggle and a kiss, honey bunny.
What about a hug?
Yes, I will definitely give you a hug and a snuggle and a kiss. Hey, what did you have for dinner?
We had pasta with cheese and salad.
Pasta with cheese and a salad.
Chocolate.
What?
Oh no!
Oh, Nan.
A chocolate?
Nona.
What kind of chocolate?
Reindeer chocolate.
Reindeer. Well, that sounds delicious. You're very lucky. And you have to give Nan a big hug and say thank you, Nan, for babysitting. It's very nice of you. Thank you, Nan. All right, go to bed. I'll give you a hug and a kiss and a snuggle when I get home. Bye.
Bye.
Thank
you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Well, there you go.
Oh, my God, that is so cute. Did we touch on a domestic issue that you're not going home at night?
Yeah. Adrian, is there do you something? Want to talk about that? Or?
No, well, because I do this sometimes, and sometimes I work interstate, and Ralph, my other half, is an emergency nurse, so he works shift work, so sometimes he doesn't come home, and so sometimes I'm not home, sometimes Ralph's not home.
I was thinking more of the gay community. They do love their open relationships.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I'm talking. I don't know why I'm talking they.
This is how rumors start.
Yeah, no, it's much, much more basic than that. We just, so it's actually really hard. It's really hard not to be home because they do that to you. Do you know what I mean?
I was going to say, they really know how to turn the screws on the heartstrings, don't they? Like, manipulation from a young age.
Yeah. Snuggles, hugs. Oh, my God.
A snuggle and a hug and a kiss. No.
And what was that pasta they were eating?
Pasta cechi.
A cechi?
Yeah, which is pasta with chickpeas.
Chickpea pasta. Bene.
Yeah. Yes. I'm actually a little afraid of the reindeer chocolate. Is that from last year's Christmas?
I thought it was really early Christmas chocolate.
Did you buy it at some sort of clearance supermarket or something?
Just so you're clear, in our house, it's all carob and vegan. Mm. So clearly Nan brought the contraband in. So, no,
Nan's probably been at the supermarket today and seen all the Christmas stuff.
Yeah. No, grandparents, the rule is can feed the children whenever they like.
I like that rule because my parents take care of my niece and nephew, and as Greek parents do, they like to feed the kids. It's a lot of pasta.
So tell me about your grandparents. Did they spoil you rotten?
My grandparents were in Greece, but they did come back to Australia when I was in high school because my grandfather came here to die.
We find
this out later. Oh, no, he was deliberate about it.
Why?
I have no idea. He thought it was time for the kids in Australia to spend a bit of time, so he decided to live with our family. When the first grief I experienced was my grandfather passing away.
Oh, no.
And the house smelling like methylated spirits because, like in My Big Fat Greek Wedding, not Windex, but methylated spirits fixed everything for him.
Really?
Not. He passed away.
Did they know you were...
fan of Katie Lang?
Yes. I never like saying it on the radio. I don't want to out you.
The word you're looking for is lesbian.
Yeah, well, did they know you were a lesbian?
Sorry?
did your family know you were a lesbian?
Oh, you're a lesbian, Jenna.
Did you see that photo of me and Kinder?
Yes.
I think the world knew.
Your grandparents?
No.
Did you never come out to them?
I was probably in year 7 when they came to Australia.
Yes.
But I think now, because of the Book of Faces, all my relatives in Greece now know very clearly.
They're okay with it.
I'm a friend of Dorothy's.
Have you come out to grandparents?
No, my granddad's. I've only got one grandparent alive at the moment, and he does not know. And he's probably the only person in my life that doesn't really know.
So,
and,
Dave, this is a bit awkward because what if he's listening to Joy?
Yeah, what if he's a big fan of Joy?
Well, funnily enough, his youngest brother is gay.
So your uncle?
My great uncle is. And just quietly, he was sort of chased out of the family. So not an issue for me because. Wow. But. That was like in the 1960s or 50s or something like that.
My grandparents know I'm straight.
I was just about to ask,
have you come out to your...
Yeah.
But they don't like that I'm not married.
Oh, there you go.
Because I'm 35 and I'm on the shelf.
Becky, is that a common question you get because you're here at Joy?
Yeah.
That you have to actually come out as straight?
Straight. I know. I constantly have to because people just assume.
Love it. Fine.
Now you know
how we feel.
No, yeah, that's right.
I would love to hear if you've got a coming out to your grandparents story. Send it in to 0427JOY949 or email us onair@joy.org.au. I think I'd love to hear some interesting coming out to the grandparents stories if you've got any, given it is coming out.
It was coming out day on
coming
Tuesday,
out day.
Was it?
Tuesday, yes. Australian time, right. Wednesday, American time. I don't know. I keep getting confused.
And also, if you are looking for a wife, Becky is available.
Oh, yes,
so
I am.
So text in.
Oh. Very successful lawyer, can
yes.
I?
Yes. Yeah, I'm good. I'm nice. I can sort of cook. I'm reasonably clean.
What? Reasonably?
I'm not sure if the straight male demographic is big listeners of this show.
So you might be in your 30s and single, but what's great about that age?
Well, thank you.
I'm just stating a fact.
Sex in the City. I mean,
no.
Geez.
Yes.
Is that things really go fast at this age. So what that means is you can
meet
someone.
You'll be dead and it won't matter that you're married.
You're not going to have a 5-year courtship.
Oh, no. Who's got time for that?
You'll meet someone, you'll know.
That's not going to scare them off, is it, Adrian?
My sister was married within 12 months.
Wow.
You know, she met someone, you're on the same page, you're like, you mean business.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, Adrian, is Beck could be married by basically next week's show.
That's what I'm saying. 0427JOY949.
And if you're a nice young gay man who's looking for a boyfriend, Dave's up for it. Hashtag find David Dave.
Still running.
We've had no love on that hashtag, so I'm not sure what it says about me.
You're on Family Matters with Dave, Gina, Beck and Adrian, and we'll be coming back talking about, well, you know.
Well, there was something I saw on the street that I need to ask you about.
We'll be talking about street photos.
Yeah. How awkward story stuff.
We'll get snuggles and hugs for everyone. Come on.
You're listening to Family Matters with any combination of Gina, Adrian, Michelle, David and Beck. Joy
94.9. I was walking down near Flinders Street earlier this week and saw a familiar face. And I heard, Gina, you did the same as well.
So I was in the city square today and, yeah, there was two familiar faces that I saw. And I think, didn't you see
I was at the pub and I saw it.
Is that true?
Is that the cubicle story? Sorry, no.
It's a different story. Different.
That was a phone number.
Adrian, we are talking about your face, and it's planted everywhere around Melbourne at the moment. What's the cause?
It's called the Campaign for Respect. Because
clearly we're giving you none.
Clearly it's a failure.
I know, because diversity is so on trend right now. It's a campaign, but you know, a kind of corporately funded campaign to promote one of Melbourne's premier volume builders. probably not mentioned, but they it's basically a campaign, and it's really different. They have taken some really wonderful black and white photos from a photographer called Nick Leary, who is a bit of a famous photographer. He took three of the world's most interesting people, Hugh Jackman, Cate Blanchett, and
Adrian Perillo.
That's right. Was that Joker's obvious of that one? Yeah. Thanks for completing it.
Oh, sorry.
Good work, Dave.
I mean, I had to do a second take when I didn't see a blue sweater.
Yes. Well, it's black and white.
It's black and white.
And I like how, Adrian, you refer it as black and white photography. It's just a filter. You know, swipe your finger and you put a black and white filter
on. I just did that on Instagram for us right now.
The hardest thing they had to do was open Photoshop and whiten my teeth. I mean, that was really awful.
Did they have to audition you, or was there just like an ad in the paper, like gay family?
So the photo is of us and the kids. It is Ralph and I, and it's Tom and Alison. There was a Facebook thing that went around. Everyone and basically we got, you know, someone pegged us and said, "Oh, we know homos with kids."
You have to be hot.
This is like the Bonds kid campaign.
They said, "Oh, look, we want to just catch up with you and chat with you." And then Tom and Alice were like, they were on the phone just then, and they were like, you know, kisses and hugs and cherries and you know, chocolates rainbows. And strawberries and rainbows. And they were like, "Oh yeah, I think we'd want to take a photo of you guys." So that's the campaign. So if you can see the photos if you want. It's a Campaign for Respect is the campaign. But really, we're the same-sex family. There's a Muslim family. There's a mixed-race family. There's female umpire. There's a single dad. And the whole point they're trying to make is that a community is made up of families that are no longer necessarily nuclear, and that's what they want to get behind, which was great.
So where's the photo of Beck sitting at home on a couch eating a pack of chips watching the footy?
Oh, my God, that cuts deep.
The sad part
she
is
might want to buy
true.
A house.
I might want to, but I can't afford it because I have too many handbags.
So pretty pretty fun.
So, Adrian, did you have any issues with putting that image everywhere?
So tell me about this. I want to let's have a chat about this. So it's a photo of us and it's a photo of the kids. We did have to talk about putting photos of the kids up because, you know, I don't know. What do you think? What are the rules around parents using images of their kids?
Don't like them on Facebook, but you've gone extreme on a billboard. So
I know.
At pubs.
Did they tell you that that's how broad this campaign was going to be?
Yes.
To be honest, the first place I saw you was as an advertised post suggesting that I like this.
Oh, really?
I actually saw you on social media.
Yeah, you might see it on TV
before I saw. Oh, wow.
But the thing is, what I was okay with was that you can't find us. You look at the photo; it almost looks like we're just like, you don't know if we're actors or you don't know anything about us. And really, that was the first thing I was worried about, which is kind of like safety and security. If that, you know, you don't want crazies, but you can't find us off of it. So I was kind of okay with that. But then I got worried about what Tom and Alice might think when they're 15.
Mm.
And we're now that they're five, they're kind of getting to the point of, I'm thinking their life where I have to make decisions for them. Obviously they're only five, but it gets harder. You know what I mean? Like, it gets harder to do that on
And you're
their
making
behalf.
Decisions for them now that will impact them later
right.
on. I guess that's parenting, isn't it?
Well,
they're just famous kids, aren't they?
But they're still, they're still growing and their faces are changing. Their hairstyles will change. I mean, Alice had her hair straightened. She was really
cute. She did have her hair straightened. You could barely recognise her.
She was really sweet.
You just don't want them to go off the rails like child stars. Like, you don't want to be Drew Barrymore and Macaulay Culkin or something.
She came back on the rails.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that. We haven't told them about the photos. As in, we haven't said to them, like, there is no way we would say to the kids, oh, my God, there's these these photos and you look beautiful and you're famous. Well, we would never, ever do any of that because we don't want them to think like their value is in their beauty, obviously. And we don't want them to think that there is something exciting about their photo being up on a poster, if that makes sense. Like we're kind of doing it because the reason we did it was because we thought, yeah, we think this is valuable and it gets to a broad range of people who might be, and it might help change perception. So we feel a social need to do it, if that makes sense. And we think, well, it's incumbent on us to play our small part, and this is our small part. We're not doing it like for the fame or the whatever. So we haven't even told them. They wouldn't even know. They know nothing about it. We're not going to show them.
So one of their friends at school might say, I saw you up on the
City excursion.
Yeah. Yes, that'd be great. It'd be a TV show.
That's pretty funny.
That would never happen.
Were you happy with the photos? You know, when you look back on photos, really, you think, oh, what's happened to my face there? Or oh, my God, it looks like I've got an apple in my cheek.
Did you get your hair professionally done?
I don't have any hair. That's fine. Alice did. So Alice was in front of the mirror with all the with the makeup and the hair, and they straightened her hair for the first time, and she was she was stunned into sitting still. But we were a bit worried about what my parents might think, you know, Italian parents, right? Gina, you'd get it, right? The Greek parents.
Unfortunately, I get it a bit too much because a particular photo of myself outed my family.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Really?
When I was, well, not my family, me, to the rest of my family, because I came out when I was 16. My parents found out, and ethnic families, especially back, what, we're talking 20 years ago, they were okay. They were, once they stopped throwing holy water at me and taking me to the doctor, they were okay. They were okay with it. But they didn't want the extended family to know because we know what our ethnic family gossip networks are like.
I know, so that would have been in the 60s. It was a different time back then, Gina. And, you know, I just think that...
But
70s?
Keep going.
80s.
But I had my coming out story published in an anthology, and I decided.
What's anthology?
It was a book.
I thought it was going to be in the Neos Cosmos.
It to Neos Cosmos, but it made it to the next best thing. Girlfriend Magazine.
Stop it.
I love it.
Oh my God. I learned everything I know from Girlfriend
Magazine.
Well,
I learned everything from Dolly. It was
Dolly
kind of
Dolly Parton.
I'm the same.
Dolly Parton. Everything I know, I just want everyone to know before she dies that I'm a big fan, right, already.
But I had to make that decision, Adrian, of putting my actual face, my words, my name. No one would have picked it up in a book that you could only get in a gay bookstore. But here I was asked to put my face to a public campaign to promote the book and promote awareness. And I kind of thought, I'll just do it. Who's going to see it?
Yeah, and that's what you were worried about. You were worried about, like, family seeing it.
Yeah, it wasn't about me. And unfortunately, somebody in a dental clinic did pick up that magazine waiting for a tooth cleaning and saw my picture, and then the phone lines went off at Northcote, and
the
whole Greek community just kind of, you didn't need to put on Neos Cosmos because it kind of.
I was just about to ask who of your family members were reading the Girlfriend.
I think it was just there in a clinic, and my parents actually really sadly lost some friends through that. But they kind of don't regret that because those friends were worth kind of losing.
Did your parents know that you were?
Oh, yeah, they knew.
They knew,
But they just didn't, they wanted to protect me from people like that.
How did Nana Muscuri take it?
I think she was okay,
actually. You think she was?
I think she's a big fan of...
Well, I think, you know, it's a big deal, right? You don't want to upset
Nana
the family.
And Papa.
Well, so I wasn't sure how my mum and dad would kind of take it because it's... what made it really difficult is they bought a new house and they are looking to build on that land. And obviously the company they want to build with is the same company. And so they've been going to all the display homes and every time I see them, they're putting like the plans in front of me and it's the exact same company. And I'm looking at them going, I don't know where to take this conversation. So I saw them on Sunday and I knew the campaign was coming out on Monday and there was no getting around it. I mean, obviously I had to tell them. So I had my sister there conveniently and I brought it up and they were fine. They were great. They looked at me like, what are you worried about? You're overthinking this. The photo's great. Be proud of your family, you know, and just do it.
Now, get over yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I ask, you know when you build a new home and they put up the kind of the chain fence?
Yes.
And there's usually an image that goes along fence. Do you reckon they can request that their family's in it?
Yes.
You know the ones as they're kind of doing the construction bill.
For mum and dad's house. Yeah. I love it. Oh, well, there you go. So check out the photo if you want. And if you want signed copies, just email us at joy.org.au. You are on Family Matters on Joy 94.9. Coming up after this, we have Aaron Hockley, who has a unique perspective on life. Not only was he raised by lesbians, but he is gay himself and also raising a child in his own same-sex relationship. So
I need to draw a diagram.
Coming up next, you're on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. Now, if you've got some questions for our guest coming up, you can SMS us on 0427-JOY-949. That's 0427-569-949. Or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. Now, this is the time of the show where we groove into our interview.
Groove?
Must we continue with the groove?
I'm not sure I'm up to date with that. Are you going to dance on the table for
Dave
us?
Dave likes to say
Adrian,
it.
Adrian, if you've listened to every episode of Family Matters, I say it in every episode.
Well, you know, I refuse to listen to the episode unless it's a podcast. I'm not.
Every week,
rude.
Dave says it. Every week, I groan. If you can think of a better word for Dave to say, then you can SMS that in.
Let's groove into it. We have got on the line Mr. Aaron Hockley. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Thank you very much.
I'm pleased you could make it. Aaron is many things, but one thing that you are is a parent to, I'm going to say, 9-month-old. Is that right?
A 9-month-old tomorrow, actually.
And oh, geez, I tell you what,
I'm on the ball.
To Harrison, who has not been well tonight. Is that right?
Yeah. So I'm sorry that I couldn't make him to the studio, but he managed to vomit 5 times, twice over me, a couple of times on the floor. So getting out of the house just wasn't going to happen tonight.
Oh, very messy. And you're cooking or Zooey?
That's a bit rough. No, I don't cook. So,
what are they on at 9 months? I'm trying to remember. At 9 months, is that solids yet?
Yeah, a lot of, well, kind of gooey solids, like chunky bits is what they call it, I think.
It's a bit mushy.
Bit mushy.
Yeah. We were giving them something called pastina. It's an Italian thing. It's a long story. I'll post it to your house. So, Aaron, there's a couple of interesting things about you. I want to start with your childhood. You grew up in New Zealand, and you were raised by two women. I'm always dancing around the words in these topics. You explain to me. You raised
lesbian.
To me.
Is lesbian it lesbians? Parents, Adrian.
Lesbian Adrian.
Is that what you would? Is that how you would say? Were you raised by a lesbian couple?
Yeah, you can say the word. It's all right. I was raised by a lesbian couple, but I think it's fine to dance around it, only because they always danced around it. I think mainly out of protection for me, there was never really an openness about that, although nothing was hidden at the same time, if that makes sense. So they didn't proclaim themselves to be a lesbian couple, but at the same time, you know, we all lived together, all of those things. So, you know, we were a family unit.
So was it kind of clear publicly clear that this woman was your mum and this other woman was someone else?
Not in a school sense. So in a school sense, they were very anxious to make sure that I didn't have any bullying or anything like that. So they were very focused on, I had my mum and then there was another person that we lived with. Some people refer to as my auntie or just a flatmate or something like that. And so from a school perspective, there was always just me and my mum. And then this other person.
What would you say to kids when they asked you about it?
To other kids?
Yeah, like if they said, "Where's your dad?" or
never asked.
Oh, okay.
Never.
Okay.
It was not brought up. But, you know, my parents are pretty careful about it, so that's probably part of the reason why. But I don't think kids are interested. Kids just, you know, it doesn't really affect the day to day life. Why would they? It just didn't come across.
Yeah.
You know, as a topic of conversation.
And do you think you were aware,
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You knew what was going on?
I knew what was going on, and I knew, I remember a lesbian friend of my mother's saying to me quite recently that even as young as about 8 or 9, I knew who was coming to the house and who you'd be open with, that, you know, they share a bed and all those sorts of things, and who you would say oh, this is Mum's room and this is Judy's room.
Mm.
So it was always, you know, very clear from a very young age, which I don't think is, I mean, certainly not how I, how we're raising our son. And I don't think that's, you know, in, what are we, 2016, that's how gay parents, gay lesbian parents raise their kids. But back then, I think that was more the norm.
Yeah, I mean, I can appreciate, yeah.
Just moving on a little bit, with do you know how you were conceived? Sorry to ask the hard-hitting questions.
Yeah, I was actually the result of a three-night stand. So my mother's actually bisexual, so I was conceived the old-fashioned way. And then my
That's so old-fashioned. Yeah. I mean,
sex is so old-school.
You are not up with the latest technology. Well, actually, you are. Actually, yeah. I forget. Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
And then my parents have been together since I was about 2 years old.
How many years old? Or
2 years old.
2 years old. So you've always known your biological father, is that right? Or, like, so you know who he
yeah,
is?
And... Yeah.
So I've got a question.
About a year ago, but I wouldn't say close, but I knew him really reasonably well. Would go over to, he was based in the UK, so I would spend a month or so every second year in the UK with him and his family.
So was that very important to have that sort of contact with your biological father?
It was from a teenager perspective, so maybe about 13 to about 17. But before that and after that, it hasn't really been a huge part of my life, I have to say. And I think in some ways, I mean, I know why my parents made sure that I had contact with my father, but in some ways I think it was a bit of a mistake, because I think it just alters your family unit, which for me is very much my two mums. And it just makes that little bit of confusion there. And I actually don't think it was helpful in the long run. I think it probably would have been easier just to have them, because, you know, I didn't need any other parents than what they offered.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's kind of a live topic and a live discussion where a number of people, and really, you know, I think VARTA and other organisations are really pushing for this idea that, you know, you need to be able to know who your donor parents are. And it's an interesting... It's an interesting question, and I guess, you know, your perspective on it's quite unique. You don't have many people in your position having gone through, you know, being an adult in their 30s raised by same-sex parents, and then also having to make decisions yourself for your own children or your own child.
Yeah, that's right.
So growing up, did you know any other families that were similar to yours?
Oh, yeah, hundreds all around the hills of New Zealand.
No, I can't think of a single one, actually. My parents didn't have any gay friends, and they had a lot of lesbian friends, but none of them had kids. So, some of them did, but they rather weren't close to them, or they weren't part of their family unit. So, yeah, I was.
You would have been so spoiled. You would have been so spoiled by the lesbians. What's the plural for a lesbian? They would have...
Lesbians.
Oh, gaggle, I was going to say.
It's called heaven.
It's called heaven. So what was it like coming out to your mums?
You know, that's probably the funniest one, because people always assume that it would be actually a very easy process, but it wasn't at all. I mean, my mother locked herself in a room and cried for 3 days because she was convinced that I was going to get AIDS and die, and her partner, my other mum, said, oh, you know, it's a shame. I'm sad because, I know it's a harder life. So it was actually not a good experience at all. Actually, most of my friends that have straight parents, I think, had a much easier coming out than I did to the parents.
And why? What do you think? What drove that? Why do you think? Like what happened there? Do you think they had a hard life and a hard upbringing, and they were just not wanting you to have to go through what they went through?
No, I think it's very much it highlights the separation between the gay and lesbian communities. I mean, they really didn't have any gay male friends, so all they saw was a very negative community in terms of the gay male community, a very a community that didn't really have a sense of looking after each other. And it was only a few years later when they met some of my friends that they began to be comfortable that, you know, I wouldn't be harmed and, you know, it was a supportive place to be, the community, that is.
Yeah, of course. So they were like lesbian in this smallish town in New Zealand, not knowing gay guys and having their own like preconceived notions of what a gay life meant. And is that
yeah, exactly.
And how many years ago? I mean, how many years ago was this, Aaron?
So this is about 20 years ago. So yeah, I mean, times have moved on, and Adrian very kindly said a small town, but it was Auckland. It, you know, it's still a million people just over. But
yeah, I'm sorry. well, you know, I should have said tiny town. Sorry, you're right. I chose my words terribly.
So, did your mums have any indication that you were gay? Do they guess?
I think they. I mean, they said they sort of had inklings from time to time, but not huge inklings, I suppose. I mean, I always had girlfriends, so that's a good way of putting people off the trail.
Sorry.
I was just going to say, Aaron, I imagine the idea of being a gay parent then was not something that was as foreign to you as it might be to some people. It probably just seemed like the natural progression, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think from that side of things, I really didn't hesitate, and neither did my partner who you know, has heterosexual parents. But, for me, there wasn't a real negative side to it in terms of having two parents of the same gender versus opposite gender. It really didn't have a negative impact in any way that I could see. So, yeah, it didn't really come into my thinking other than it's slightly more complicated.
Aaron, we are loving this chat. Please stay on the line. We're gonna have to play a couple sponsorships, but we will be right back. If you've got any questions for Aaron, we'd love you to send them through to 0427JOY949. You are on Family Matters with Dave, Gina, Beck and Adrian, and we'll be right back just after this.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
You're on Joy 94.9 Family Matters, and we're speaking to Aaron Hockley, who I hate introducing you, Aaron, because I you know, like raised by lesbians, a gay himself, and raising a child in a same-sex relationship. Aaron, I've got a couple quick questions about your 9-month-old Harrison. How have you found what's life been like raising a child in a same-sex relationship yourself?
Well, the first thing that surprised me, I suppose, is that because we're very much co-parenting, I think that's the biggest difference for us versus friends that we have, that we don't have one parent that is the primary parent and one parent's the secondary parent. And that's not something that really crossed my mind as something that would come up. So that has all sorts of implications. I mean,
it's the worst. I tell you, it's the worst. Because you're right. All of a sudden, I remember having this this one time we went out to it was an Italian engagement party for my cousin, and it got to a bit late, and I remember having to negotiate with Ralph what time we should leave and what was the right thing for the twins, and they started crying. And at the time, you actually needed a dictatorship. You actually needed one of us to have the confidence to say, I'm in charge, I disagree with you, we're going to take the home. And what happened, they were quite young, is we came off as undecided parents. So do you know what happened? My mum stepped in. My mum stepped in and told us how we should raise children, and that was a massive moment for us where we realised that, yeah, we are kind of co-parenting, but sometimes we need to give each other the leniency to say, look, do you know what? I'm just calling it, okay? I'm going to feed this child even though it's not time to feed the child, or I'm going to wake him up, or I'm going to put him to bed, or I cut you off. Sorry, Aaron, but yeah, that resonated with me, what you said.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, those sorts of stories. It's amazing how often that comes up. So that's been the surprise. Other than that, it's amazing how rewarding it is. I really didn't expect it to be as rewarding at this age as it has been. So that's been wonderful.
Yeah. Hey, we've had a question come through, Aaron, from Jack in Brunswick, who says, Do you think you're gay because you were raised by same-sex parents?
Did anyone ever think you were gay because you were raised in...
I'm paraphrasing, Dave. I'm paraphrasing. What do you think? What's your view on that?
I just wouldn't have thought so, only because so many people that I've met that have lesbian parents aren't gay. So I just there doesn't seem to be any correlation. And my partner, obviously straight parents, grew up one of five boys, all of those things. It just doesn't seem to have any real correlation. So,
Aaron, do you have any fears or concerns for your own son growing up with gay parents, that he would be bullied, or do you think the times have changed enough that that's not something that worries you?
I think the times have changed enough. I am lucky enough to know enough people that have kids at school age, so I get to talk to them, and that reassures me about there are schools that are better and for kids with the support networks. I do sometimes wonder about where are the female role models in his life, and one of the best things actually about going to childcare is that he's cared for all day by women, and he spends a lot of time with women who aren't white, basically, because we're two white men bringing up a child, and that's not the greatest diversity in his home life. So being part of something that's a little more diverse, I think, is important.
You know, I was worried about it as well. What I found, quite shockingly, I was somewhat surprised, is that rather than being bullied, Tom and Alice are like the rock stars of the class. Because, in their world, these kids, Tom and Alice, started childcare when they were young, and they've hung out with these kind of kids, and they're the ones that have got like two dads, a daddy and a papa, and to them, there's no... It's not a thing of it's not a prejudice thing.
It's cool.
It's cool.
Excitingly different.
That's right. So Tom and Alice are like the cool kids, and I'm almost now worried that they're like they're like the mean cool kids.
It's
like
you've got a mum and a dad.
That's right. Yeah,
and
you can't play with us.
And how many billboards are you on?
That's right. Have your dad's got billboard? Oh, you don't have two dads. Sorry.
Or a billboard.
Yeah.
Aaron, it has been an absolute pleasure. We've got one last question.
I have to ask this question, Aaron. Are you similar to Adrian that you can't kick a footy and you also own a blue sweater?
I didn't catch the second one, but I definitely can't kick a footy, unfortunately.
Can't kick a footy, okay. Now, we give a bit of stick to Adrian about his...
Aaron's my kind of gay.
We're trying to butch Adrian up a bit.
The butch people around here. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for your time. It's really been wonderful talking to you. If anyone has any other questions for Aaron, send them through to onair@joy.org.au and we'll forward them through on Facebook or answer them. And all the best for Harrison. I hope he's feeling better. And
thank you.
I'm sure we'll be catching up in the future sometime.
Lovely to talk to you guys.
Thanks, yeah. Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
Bye.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
But
you know what?
Great story.
That is not the first time I've heard that. So I knew someone who was a lesbian, who had lesbian mums, and her mums were devastated when they actually came out. I think they were also devastated when her sister came out. So wow.
Let's get
but
them
it's
on.
Rare. It is so rare.
So if let me be honest, and this was something that was on Modern Family last week, if you can believe it. In Modern Family, they asked Cam and Mitch, is that their names?
Yeah.
How they would feel if their daughter
Lily
yeah. wanted to have surgery to be a boy, and they were a bit, we might need a little bit of time to get used to that. And I thought about myself, how would I feel if Alice wanted to, said I want to be a boy and all the rest of it? I'll be honest, I would be 100% supportive and I'd always love them, but I can't sit here and promise that if that came out of the blue and I didn't know, that I wouldn't need a little bit of time to just get used to that.
But I think that's an honest reaction.
It is. It's raw.
I'm trying to be
but
honest here. It would be easy for me to say, yeah, whatever. And I'd probably be okay if Tom said he was gay, because I can relate to that and I kind of understand that. But I don't understand the, gender dysmorphia. And it's just something that I'm always going to be tolerant and I'm always going to want to put myself in their shoes and I'm always going to want the best of them. It's just that I'm probably not going to need much time, but I'm probably going to need a little bit of time just to understand what it, you know.
I think you're going to struggle more when Tom tells you he wants to be a footballer.
Oh. Yeah, that's right.
I think that's really your path forward.
Dave and I will look after him.
I know, exactly. And
we really have to get you out in the footy field at some stage. I just want to see how you kick a footy.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what? I'll be really upset. Ralph and I were talking about this. If they want to get, like, tattoos, I'll be no, this is not a joke. I'll be quite upset if they want to get big tattoos or even small tattoos because I really don't want them to get tattoos.
What about like Papa in a love heart?
No, I don't want them to get tattoos.
Or lesbian in a love heart.
Lesbian.
I don't want them to get tattoos, right? So I kind of feel like it's, you know, I'll be like, well, if you really want, and there's no way I want them to get a motorbike license. There's no way
I would accept. Can I just say, my license was only approved, like me to get a motorbike license was only approved by my own partner the other week, and I'm almost 40.
Which I wouldn't. Yeah. But I would give myself a time limit. I'd be like, I've got no more than a week to get over it. It'd be like, it'd be no more than a week, and then I'd be over it, and we'd move on.
It's a lot to learn for us on this show.
Isn't that just true?
Yeah.
I don't know how I come off. You've got to tell me if I sound like a dweeb or an intolerant dickhead or whatever. You've got to let me know because I never quite realised.
That'll be a whole other show altogether, Adrian.
Anyway. We'll add to those lists.
Yeah.
No. You love your name.
We'll make you say lesbian a lot.
Can you say it for us now?
Say it once.
I don't mind saying the L word, but I don't.
Say it. No. Adrian, say it.
Licorice. Because what I don't
We're not going off air until you say it.
Yeah. We're just staying on the bears. Very upset.
Liquorland. No, because what I don't want to do.
What am I? The token?
A lesbian.
There you go.
But I don't want to. I don't want to place a label on someone else, or I don't want to say someone's mum is lesbian when she's bisexual, or I don't want
to. I have to admit, I do. We are a show and we're going to be talking about fertility. I'm going to struggle to say the little boy's word. Starting with that one.
Yeah, I know.
I'm yet to be comfortable to say it.
I said it last week.
Penis.
That one? Yeah, we said that a lot last week as well.
I'm all right with that word.
We got some community services
and other story as well.
Penis, vagina on Joy 94.9 Family Matters.
There's more from the Family Matters team in just a moment on Joy 94.9.
It's Family Matters on Joy 94.9. Adrian.
Yeah. Lesbian.
Aw.
Sperm.
Oh, she said it under her breath.
Poor Adelaide.
Yeah. Now, gross.
Do you like how I fake laughed at that?
Yeah.
Adrian's got no idea of the reference.
I know.
Adrian.
Adelaide. Oh, my God. I feel uncomfortable talking about Adelaide as well. Oh, God. I earned a new parenting badge this week. I am so proud of myself. Do you know how many episodes I've watched of RuPaul's Drag Race? Every goddamn one of them, every series. And in every single one, they throw together the most amazing outfits with nothing but a hot glue gun and a stapler. Oh. Have you seen this show?
No, but now I want to.
Oh, it's a drag race TV series where the drag stars need to, you know, dress up. And it's all about the hot glue gun. And I've always...
Bedazzled.
They bedazzle things and they hot glue gun. And I just love it. I love it. Anyway, I don't obviously have a hot glue gun. But last week we were walking down one of the streets. I can't remember the name in Carnegie or Carnegie is a local
city, Melbourne.
And Alice stopped in the middle of the street. And she absolutely bawled because her new shoes had lost their buckle and we couldn't find the buckle. So I told her all about, she was like screaming, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
We've all been there, Alice.
So I said, Alice, I'm going to take you to this magical place called Spotlight.
Oh, Spotlight is a magical place.
And we're going to find a new buckle and I'm going to buy a hot glue gun.
This was your moment.
This was
your drag race moment.
It was my moment. Do you know what? Alice stopped crying, you know, sucked in her tears and, you know, stopped her sniffling. We went to Spotlight. We bought the most amazing plastic diamante buckle thingamawatsits.
Wow.
And an $8 hot glue gun. I went home, I plugged that sucker in the wall, and I hot glue gunned these shoes like you wouldn't believe. And Alice was so excited and delighted. And I said to Ralph, we have made it.
Have you hot glue gunned anything else?
Oh, I'm all over it. So then Tom needed to hot glue gun his Velcro shoes.
No, he didn't. You broke his Velcro shoes so you could use the glue gun.
My man bag, the handle has been coming apart. I'm hot glue gunning that thing together.
Ralph better not sit still. You're hot glue gun.
It's just a parenting. It's just a gay parenting zenith that I have reached, and I felt proud, and I wanted to share with.
Are you inviting other gay dads around to hot glue gun things together?
Might start a circle where we can just hot glue gun things together.
This is the same person who was complaining about the crap that comes home from childcare. Yeah.
I'm an enabler.
Adrian, you are the gayest man in Melbourne. That's your title.
There's a billboard for
it. There's a billboard for it.
Thank you so much for being with us on tonight's show. Coming up, we have our favourite bears with The Woods. And a big thanks to...
Aaron,
who came on to talk about his lived experience.
Oh, yeah, Tom and Alice.
It's been a pleasure.
Who's on next week? We actually have a pregnant. Well, she's not a lesbian mum yet. She's almost there. Hopefully we don't have to...
Who is it?
You know who's coming on.
Fiona from Chicks Talk Footy. Yay! Footy show! Yeah!
Family Matters.
Coming up next week. We'd love to contact you. Find us on Facebook or also on Twitter or on Instagram. It's Family Matters. You're with all of us on Joy 94.9.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.